Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm in the zone and I'm already gone and it's already on. Should have already known. Act accordingly, you're in wrong. Yeah, gotta never hear, gotta get in my chrome. Don't smoke, but I still stay stoned. Ain't high on Chief and Buddha. I'm high on thinking, Lord, praise you. Of hallelujah, yeah. And we call this soldier worship. What's it to you? When I hear him say, well done, not depart from me, I never knew you. That's why I put my heart, mind, and soul in each and every song. You say I'm doing music, I say I'm dropping bombs. I declare war is on and popping and zapping. It's not enough, and so there's nothing that we need to discuss. We call this a takeover. Be careful, cause all your friends and family may already be rolling with us. And soon and very soon it ain't long, but Jesus is gonna come and take us home. You're running out of minutes like a cell phone. And if you are just showing up, look here, I am already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. The enemy's a coward and I see his knees are knocking. Just because you're yelling on the track don't mean the train is stopping. You can even join the step aside or get rolled over. I see the curtains closing, show's over. Gotta let that light shine brighter than a supernova. Days getting darker, nights getting colder. But I'm the type to tread on the cobra and take authority over the 31st of October. Soldier, I'm out of here, I'm on another level. And your Christians fight other Christians cause they don't wanna fight the devil. And you trying to kill your brother but the devil's killing you. Man, why don't we just unite and make 10,000 out of 2? I don't care, I got some friends in there, I got some kid in there. So I take authority like I am a dominionaire and make sure his love is shown, whether you think I'm right or wrong. You just talking to yourself because you don't realize I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Closer, come close. Come, I know you see me physically, but really I'm a ghost. No ice cream, no soda, still I'm afloat. You looking at a star, but it's the sun I promote. Listen, I'm not the one you wanna provoke, cause I got a weapon that'll put anybody back in their place if they thinking they can take me for a joke. No way, you'll catch me not living by the words that was broke. In the book of life, that alone got me gone in the zone, so all you see around me is smoke. Can nobody break my concentration, quit wasting valuable time. If you think I will come down, cut even you out of your mind. Now I'm on a spiritual high. Just by looking at my life, you will find that I never stay down. My progress is always on the incline. Let me tell you what you better do. Realize we're ahead of you, and this is not our home. It's kind of difficult to get in when you fit in, when you're at a place you do not belong. You know that I know that you know that I cannot be wrong when I mention that I'm in another dimension.
I am already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone, I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone, I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh.
Hey, how y'all?
All
right,
good evening.
Okay, you got all D1, that must be May. And you got 5, 6, 3, 2.
Yeah, that's me.
That's daddy and mommy. Okay, all ones might be Auntie Janet.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you there, Auntie Janet? 9463. 4934. To reading out the last four digits of your number, guys, Auntie Carrie has access to the studio tonight, so I don't know who's calling. So she's calling out the last four digits of your number, and if you can state your name after she calls out the last four digits of your number.
Oh, you want me to start back over, Angela? Loretta?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got 41. 5632.
That's mom and dad. Thing.
Okay, 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, okay.
4934.
That's Dot, isn't it?
Yeah. Is she on? Okay, 0507.
Auntie Janet.
1347.
Sister Shirley.
That's all we got. It's six caller, Loretta.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to do a roll call, and if I miss your name, please state it, please. I have Daddy Werner, Mom, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Carrie. Did I miss anyone? Okay, well, we'll keep it going. Mom, can you pick up in Exodus 7:19 for us, please?
Yes, okay. I'll be reading Exodus 7, starting at the 19th verse, and it's read, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the water of Egypt, over their streets, over their rivers, and over their ponds, and over all their pools of water, that they may be blood, may become blood, and there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in bucket of wood and pitchers of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod up and struck the water that was in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servant. And all the water that was in the river was turned to blood. The fish that was in the river died. The river stink, and the Egyptian could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Then the magician of Egypt did so with their enchantment, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heal them, as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into the house. Neither was his heart moved by this. So all the Egyptians dug all around the river for water to drink, because they could not drink the water of the river. And 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Did we have any new callers, Auntie Carrie?
No.
Okay. All right. You just want to keep your eye on that for anyone that calls in throughout the program, okay? I'm pretty
Did
sure
I have
I missed them.
068, Loretta. 0768.
0768. Is that Auntie Marie? Well,
yeah,
we're going to, huh?
0678?
Yes. 0768.
I think that's valid.
Okay. Well, we're just going to get it moving, and they want to share something, they may do so. Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Today is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Our topic is on Abraham, which means Father of Nations. The reading is in Genesis 17:1-22, and we will have a breakdown of Genesis of what actually happens. Later on in the program, you'll have a chance to share more singing, poems, praise, testimony, etc. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you to wash over our mind with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. Lord Jesus, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and to open doors that needs to be opened for our lives. Father God, we ask that you give each and every one of us clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing, and a clarity of hearing your voice. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Did I hear Kira's voice?
Yes, she is on.
Amen. Hi, Kira.
Hey.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. Like I said, the lesson is on Abraham, which means the father of nations. And I start out reading with, the responsive reading will start with Auntie Janet and myself. So, Auntie Janet, you will read the italic and I do the bold.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I think I'm all wrong here.
Page 21.
We're on page, 21.
I was on the wrong page. Okay. Sorry. Okay, sometime around 2000 B.C., God spoke to a man named Abram and said, Leave your country.
Your people and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all people on earth will be blessed through you.
So at the age of 75, Abram left the land of Haran and set out for the land of Canaan. He took his wife, Sarai, his nephew, Lot, and all their possessions and slaves.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie, Ismail is born.
Okay. Abram was worried about God's promise that he would be an ancestor of a great nation of people. He and Sarah had no children, and Sarah was beyond the age of childbearing. But Sarah had an Egyptian slave girl named Hagar, and she gave Hagar to Abram as a second wife. Hagar bore Abraham his first son, a boy named Ishmael.
Amen. Okay, the covenant. Sister Shirley, are you the same as Miss Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we have Auntie Donna and Sister Shirley coming in on the covenant. Doctor, you do the italic, and Sister Shirley, you're doing the bold.
Yes. Okay. A covenant, and agreement, and God made an agreement with Abe when he was 99 years old. God appeared to Abe and said,
"I am God Almighty. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. I will make a covenant with you, by which I will guarantee to make you into a mighty nation. At this, Abram fell face down in the dust. Then God said to him, "This is my covenant with you. I will make you the father of not just one nation, but a multitude of nations."
God also gave Abe and Sarah new names, Abraham and Sarah, to mark their interest into the new covenant. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, Isaac is born.
Isaac is born. One day, as Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his temple, at his tent, he looked up and he saw three men standing there. Abraham instantly recognized them as messengers from God and bowed down to worship. One of the men told Abraham that Sarah would have a son within the next year. Sarah overheard this and laughed at the idea that she could have a child. He was already almost 90 years old. However, just as promised, they became pregnant and had a son the next year. Abraham named him Isaac. When Isaac was born, Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90. Amen.
Okay, next topic is on Hagar and Ishmael are driven away, and that's Auntie Janet.
Okay. After Isaac was born, Sarah became jealous of Hagar and Ishmael. She did not want them around anymore and did not want Ishmael to get a share of Isaac's inheritance. Abraham cared for his son Ishmael, and he was greatly distressed by Sarah's demand. But God assured Abraham that Ishmael would also be the ancestor of a nation of people. So Abraham reluctantly sent Hagar and Ishmael away forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the supreme test of faith, Auntie Dot.
Nobody would care.
Sister Lewis, would you do the italic on that? And Auntie Carrie, you do the bold.
Okay.
Her daughter and my sister and sit down and see if you like it. And you can send some extra water. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, Sister Shirley, you want to do the italic on supreme test of faith?
take your son, your only son, Adam, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him.
No. Are you doing, Sister Shirley, I'm sorry, you're doing the italic. Auntie Carrie going to do the bold.
Okay, okay. God tested Abraham to see how strong his faith really was. Was Abraham really worthy to be the ancestor of two great nations of people? Would Abraham go so far as to sacrifice his only remaining son if God asked? So God said to Abraham,
take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering, one on the mountain that I shall show you.
Abraham did not hesitate. He took Isaac and set out for the land of Moriah. He gathered firewood. He built an altar and placed the wood on it. He tied up Isaac and placed him on the altar. He took his knife and lifted it up to kill his son as a sacrifice to God.
At that moment, an angel of God shouted to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Yes, he answered, I am listening. Lay down the knife. The angel said, do not hurt the boy in any way, for now I know that you truly love, you truly fear God. You have not withheld even your beloved son from me.
Abraham had passed the test. He had demonstrated that he was willing to obey God no matter what. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Father of three great religions, Christianity, Israel, Judaism, praise their spiritual heritage to Abraham. Ishmael has 12 sons who came prince of 12 Arab tribes. The Muslims of today trace their heritage to Abraham through Ishmael. Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons who were the ancestors of the 12 tribes of Israel. The Jews traced their lineage to Abraham through Isaac and Jacob. Because of their sharing heritage with the Jews, Christians also counted Abraham as their spiritual father. Amen.
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 Take that up.
Auntie Janet. Okay, Auntie Janet, down at the questions part.
What is a sin? I'm sorry, was it a sin for Abram to take Hagar as a wife?
In case where a wife could not bear children, it was a common practice in the ancient world for the husband to take a second wife to bear his children. Nothing in the law that time prohibit such an arrangement.
Was it a sin for Abraham and Sarah to own slaves?
Slave was very common in the ancient world, and owning slave was considered normal and proper to Abraham's time in history. Later Jewish laws did not prohibit slavery, but it did prohibit mistreatment of slavery and allow them to gain their freedom after 6 years. Slavery is incomparable with Jesus' message of love and respect for all people. However, it took many hundreds of years for human society to abolish slavery. Amen.
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 Okay, and the lesson? Sister Lewis? Sister Shirley?
Yes. It was not Abraham's wealth, intelligence, power, race, or nationality that qualified him to be the ancestor of the whole nation of people. It was his faith and willingness to obey God, no matter what. He left his home and his homeland when God called him. He proved his obedience by his willingness to sacrifice his own son, if God told him to do it. Throughout the Bible, men and women who were willing to put their whole trust in God were the ones God used to accomplish his great work.
Amen. I want to thank everyone for sharing the part of Genesis 7 in reference to Abraham, the father of many nations. Amen. Okay, Auntie Kara, have check in with you to see if we had any new callers to come in.
No.
Okay.
We have Ruth and Roberta and the Reverend Hicks have joined us here in the room.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You said Ruth?
Ruth and Roberta.
Ruth and Roberta.
And Reverend Hicks.
And Reverend Hicks.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the program. Okay, at this time, we would like to bow our head for the sick and shut-ins.
Loretta.
Yes,
hello,
ma'am.
Loretta. Okay, I would like to request prayer, please, for my son-in-law and his family. He lost his brother today.
Oh. Hello. So, who is this?
Them in your prayers.
Yeah. Who? What's the name?
My son-in-law is the Michael Moody's brother. The brother's name is Gregory.
Gregory.
Uh-huh. The Moody family. We just say the Moody family.
Okay. Would that, it consists of Michael and Denise Moody?
That's not, his brother,
separate.
Michael's brother.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Auntie Jen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. We thank you for putting the right doctors in the surgery room with Daddy Werner.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We praise you for the support group that you provided for Daddy Werner. Whether was in present or by a telephone call. God is good.
Amen.
Father God, we ask that you continue doing your works in us, through us, and with us in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for the healing in Daddy Werner, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Miss Wanda, Abilene, Janet Williams, Tony, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, the Moody family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, Michael and Denise Moody, Charles and Val, the Norris family, Angela Burns, DeMarcus, Vicki Hussman, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Erlene, Jessica Smith, Valerie Crockett, Monique, Lenny and the Rako family, Carlos and the Wells family, Calvin, Malachi, Tally, the Rossiter family, Sedaria, Miss Water and family, LaTanya, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing in our family, friends, and loved ones. We ask that you bind up all illness and diseases and command them not to manifest in our presence. Heavenly Father, we ask that you apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one that we have prayed for today, for there is power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Okay, moving on into the program, we're at the birthday part where we honor birthday celebration, and we're looking at birthdays from the week of October 5th through the 11th. So any birthdays we need to recognize at that time, this is the time to let us know. I know my sister Angela, she's at her book club meeting. Her birthday is on the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Any other birthdays we need to honor or recognize?
My grandson Timmy.
Timmy?
Was, yes. Was
the 6th?
5th, Saturday.
The 5th, okay. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize? Amen, amen. Okay,
amen.
I have Auntie Carrie singing the birthday song.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Happy
Lord.
Birthday.
Thank
you.
Many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay. Now we're at this part in our program where we call it the round table, but it's to share what's on your heart, whether it be praises, testimonies, songs, poems, surgeries, honorees, baptism, anything that you want to share, you may do so. So I will call your name. And if you want to share, you may do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Janet. Anything
okay,
else you
like
want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to testify to the goodness of God and praise
Amen.
Him for
Amen.
The fact that he made it possible for me to be with my sister, my sister-in-love, and my brother on Thursday, and how God so beautifully and miraculously brought him through surgery,
mm-hmm.
and what a joy it was for us just to spend time together in the hospital. You would
mm-hmm.
think we were at a motel or a hotel, or I would say, we were at Ritz-Carlton Hotel. God was so beautiful and so gracious to us, and it was just an experience I never had before, and just miraculously how God caused everything to go through so smoothly and so beautiful, and all the love that was shown to my brother through the doctors, the nurses, and everyone, and the love that was shown to my brother and his wife, my precious sister in love, and I praise and thank God for his great
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Auntie Dot, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
God is faithful and worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Mom, are you just going to be a listener tonight, you and Daddy? Or you have something you want to share?
Yeah, I wanted to share Psalm 85.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven
in iniquity in your people. You have covered all of their sins. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fireness of your anger. You show us, O God, of our salvation, and cause your anger towards us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will pray that God, the Lord, will speak, or he will speak peace to his people. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. Let God dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed it. Truth mm-hmm. shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, we will kill what is good, and our yield it into. Righteousness will go before him and shall make it our path.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. That brings me to Kira. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a song.
Oh, you go, girl. Praise God.
God is watching us every day. He sees us every night. He wakes us up sometimes, but he let us get rest. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful.
Amen. Thank you for that, wonderful. Kira. Amen. Okay. Auntie Carrie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Our guests. Miss Ruby and Reverend Hicks. Miss Ruby, anything you want to share with the group tonight, or you just want to be a listener?
Just a listener.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Reverend
amen.
Hicks, I'm coming to you next.
Oh.
Reverend Hicks, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I was just listening to you all, conversation and everything, and I thought about when you was talking about Abraham and his son. God allowed Abraham to be either to be a sacrifice for him due to, you know, sometimes in life we have to suffer some things sometimes. God is always in the midst, and he allowed his son to be a sacrifice, but, you know, he had a lamb in the bush, and he told Abraham, do that son no harm, because we already provide a ram in the bush. And so sometimes in life, God provides something. We got to wait on to listen. That's the key in life now. We don't want to listen. We don't want to wait on that. We want to get in a hurry. But because God had a lie, Abraham, to prepare an idol for a sacrifice, but just here to him to sacrifice bush, which was the ram. And I want to tell y'all today, that's good. Y'all got a good story. Got some good things going on, but you got to always rely. God always have a ram in the bush. He always provide for us if we wait and wait on to see what he got prepared for us. You hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Hicks.
Yes, ma'am. We enjoy listening to your story, and help us, good Lord. Maybe we I enjoy it.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you. Amen. We're glad you're here visiting with us. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, your father is a great friend of mine. I've been knowing him ever since I was a little boy riding bicycles. I've been knowing him a long time. I used to ride bicycles with y'all.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
God.
Been knowing him a long time.
Amen.
Yeah,
God
is good. Have a blessed night. I'm going to give your phone back to your mom, okay?
Okay. All right. Have a blessed one, too. Thank you for sharing with us.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I will go next, and I will be coming out of the Red Prayer Book, and the topic is called Thank You for Your Promise. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for the good things in life. We thank you for you being our creator of all things. Father God, we thank you for your presence. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father God, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life as our soul prosper. Father God, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casteth out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our life. Father God, we thank you for our life and your presence in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen,
amen.
And
amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. I precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, am I leaving anyone out before we go into prayer? Is there anyone on here on the prayer line that would like to share something with the group tonight?
I would like to say a word or two.
Hey, Daddy Bernard.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Man. So good to hear your voice. Hey, man.
Well, thank you. I'd like to say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him, not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank God for my wife, my sister. It's been a good night with me, and I run my sister home. I might have to stay home a few days. And my cousin came by, his wife, and I was telling him about, I had been hearing about when you don't have a leg, you feel like you got one. And that time, I feel like my leg be itching. I need to scratch it. For real. God been, I rephrase that, man. God is good to me.
Amen.
Nephew, friend. Got a couple of friends out now.
Amen.
By the way, I just thank God, you know, for letting me be here on top of the ground 82 years.
Amen. Praise God.
Never know who's going to wait on us. It ain't been nothing to me now. I never thought it would be nothing to me. I do myself. So you had to leave the shame and the thing outside the door.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank my daughter for praying for me.
Amen.
I got one called Pop. I got one called Pop on. I think the other one, the one here now, she called my dad on.
That is good.
Amen. Praise God.
Jordan slapping. She prayed for us the other night. You know, she's
your
young.
Granddaughter.
Who, granddaughter?
Your granddaughter. That's your granddaughter. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Daddy.
Amen.
Thank you. Is there anyone else online would like to share something before we move forward? Okay, let's see here. Where do I want to go from here? Why don't I go ahead and sign the parts for next week out, and then we'll go back to the responsive reading for the closing. Everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on page 24.
Right.
Okay. For the facilitator, I have Angela. For the first speaker, I have Auntie Betty.
Okay.
The next speaker I have for Auntie Janet. And moving on to page 25, I have speaker Auntie Carrie doing the bold and myself doing the italic, Loretta. Next speaker, I have Auntie Dot doing the italic, and I have Mom doing the bowl if she'd be available at that time. Amen.
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 And for the next speaker, I have Sister Shirley.
All right.
And
okay.
For the birthday greeted, Auntie Betty. Yay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and then I have Angela and Auntie Carrie doing the closing responsive reading. Okay, amen. That's on page 26.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so that takes us right into our closing responsive reading. And I would do the bold, and Auntie Dot would do the italic. And it's coming out of Matthew 6:9. And it goes on to say, this then is how you should pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Thanks goes out to Reverend Hicks and Miss Ruby. And everyone did a wonderful job tonight sharing the word tonight. Let's see. That concludes our program. The Nellums family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared tonight that will help you through your busy week. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemies. Amen?
Amen.
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 Father God, we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Next week, our topic will be on humility. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, so everyone have a blessed week. We love you. Huh? Oh, you want me to tell you that one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, here we go. let me get it together. I should have had that one ready anyway. When your feet touch the ground, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no. He or she is up again. Praise God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Everyone
Amen.
Have a blessed week, and we love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for handling the
You're
studio.
Welcome, queen.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay. You can come and click it off, Kira.
Okay. Did they send back off? Mo. Stop it. Why are you doing that?
Oh.
Malachi. You want me to pass the check mark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What? They ain't gonna pay